Uppy, uppy, uppy. It's one funny morning.
I'm Dina Blizzard, and it's too early in the morning.
This is the dumbest show in the whole world.
From Monday
to Friday.
Sometimes on Saturdays.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
Dean stinks.
You never know what's gonna happen.
That's your Dateline voice?
I don't know.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
It's not a chicken leg. This is a chicken leg.
Look at that manhole cover on my face.
Not a bad rendition of me. Hold on.
It's a small, such a small town. So if you're walking, people just be like, "You want a ride?" It's like they don't need Uber. They just pull over. They give you a hug, and they're like, "We know your brother. We'll give you a ride to school or whatever." That's called
murder in New Jersey.
No. What's outside your Puerto Vecina?
The best selling. Yeah!
Hi, it's Athena and Cassie from California. We're at the Irvine Improv. Here, seeing Dina and Lulu's friend, Shay Moore. And now it's time for Uppy Uppy Uppy, One Fun Morning with your host, Dina Blizzard.
Good morning. Good morning. How is everybody? Good morning. Look at Athena and Cassie's beautiful faces this morning. I love that you guys go out and support the comedians and the people that we bring on our show. I love that you got to go out and see Jay Moore. And if you're planning on going out and supporting some of the local people that we have, you better order your one funny honey shirt, which no one knows what it looks like, but they're on sale now. wait, I'm supposed to show you something else. Hold on. It's not that. Hold on. So right now, on sale. Oh, we have these, our One Funny Mother umbrellas. If you want to get one, now's the time. We're never doing it again because it's a lot of work. Those are on sale. And we have our One Funny Honey shirts, which we don't know what they look like. It'll be a surprise to all of us, but they're going to be very cool. I'm going to have a meeting about it today. So if you're going to show up somewhere completely uninvited, but supporting as one of our One Funny Mother groups, get yourself a One Funny Honey. And you have to go see Andy Huggins. We're getting one for him. He doesn't know it, but he will be a honey. I don't know. I feel like we should just keep them in stock for just random fellas that we like. We're going to send you a shirt. What size shirt are you? Just random. Okay. Autumn, good morning. Judy from Saskatoon. We're featuring Canada today. If you didn't hear, it is a big day. Now, let me start by saying that maybe Michelle Mooney and I should talk more. Yesterday, I was talking about Marilyn, who was the fart walk lady. And it was random because I love her. And she shows up in my feed all the time. I follow her now. Fart on, everybody. So Marilyn made a video called Fart Walk. And I literally said yesterday, oh, man, we've been trying to get her on the show. I wish we can get her. I just love her to death. And then we had a meeting yesterday. Michelle's like, so Marilyn's on tomorrow. And I was like, it's tomorrow. There's a lot of like guests that we have like in the queue and some have confirmed, but we don't have dates yet. And other ones are like, we haven't confirmed yet. So I'm never quite sure. Yeah. I mean, Kyle obviously needs a shirt. I don't know if he ordered one, but obviously he might be the OG. We take our bras off. I was going to say, you are quick, V, and it would seem that way. But apparently I have a wonderful team that are constantly working around me, and I just need to read, which I don't always do. But she's Canadian, y'all. And so we have decided to welcome her, onto our show today. So we're super excited to have her. I know, it does seem that way. So that's it. It's a beautiful day. Let's all agree it's Thursday. Are we all on board? Let's say that because I don't randomly know. I have a question. This is a dog question. Mooney makes stuff happen. I don't know how she does it, but she's magical. She doesn't look magical today. I don't know. It's like a lot, but she's not feeling good. It's Thursday, right? Michelle, it's Thursday, right? Missy seems surprised. Wait a minute. You mean today? It's Friday Eve. Let's call it that. So, my daughter graduates Sunday. I know. Who knew, Candace? Thank you, Shakendra. I like that we all work together on the day of the week. Anyway, so we have these beautiful windows here in the porch. And there are not a lot of people down here. But it does seem to be that the people that are down here all have a dog. And the minute they walk by my house, Lulu loses her mind. How many people think that Lulu could jump through this screen? Because this is the question. I'm concerned that with enough motivation, she can climb right through here. Has anyone ever had that happen, or do dogs not push it? And I feel like I'm looking for a consensus, but I feel like she can probably just go through it, and I probably just answered my own question, but that's where I am. I think she could. Yeah, I think she could too. Chocolate lab lovers like, yeah, she can get through that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think I have to keep the windows down at half mast. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Alejandra, you're going to be busy today. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Dogs can go, but they do make dog resistant screens. I keep having to have the shades down. Dennis will indeed push out a screen. Okay. Huskies can, for sure. I don't know if they pop out easily. I've never tried, but I imagine they do. Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to see if I need to. Mm-hmm. I can open the windows from the top. Did you guys know that that's what a double hung window is? Do you guys know that? Like, I just thought it was a double hung. I'll give you some window information. I thought a double hung just meant like the shape, like this up top, this at the bottom. No, bees, it doesn't. It means you can open the window from the bottom up, or you can push this down and open it from the top down. Girl. Did you know that? And I don't think the other ones are called single hungs. I think they're just called windows. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows. I just had no idea. Diana knew this. I don't know where she learned it, but yeah, I figured that information out when I was like 45. Mm-hmm. Either way, who knew? It is a window masterclass. Thank you, Debbie. Mm-hmm. Single hung. Is it a single? That's what it does. Opens from the mouth. Mm-hmm. My dog has also put his big fat head through two of my large windows that are, of course, custom. And yes, he's still my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea. Top down can knock your screens out, said Robert Judy363. Can it? Good to know. Husky? No. Working at a boarding place, a husky in a chummy, he had a husky push out a second story window screen and ran off. Totally fine, no injuries. Got picked up by the Humane Society and had to pay her ransom. No. I had a German sister break out a window above me when I was walking up to a house. No. Mm-mm. Why are dogs crazy? Did you see there's a video of a lady and she's like standing in her driveway talking to somebody and she starts to hear a noise above her head? Do you guys know where I'm going with this? So you see her talking to the people. No, I think it's the same, Candace. And she hears something above her head. Well, you know how you have mom ears and eventually you're like, all right, this it. What? That's not supposed to. So you see her look up and in a split second, she looks up and then she throws her arm, catches her dog. The dog got out the window, right? Michelle, in a split second, catches the dog. Big dog. Just decided, you know what? I'm going to see what's outside this window. It was crazy. All right, Sharon, have a good day. I know. I had a cat who headbutted the screen, same one that stomped when he got irritated. And wow, did he have personality. Mm-hmm. My dog junked out at the car window at a stoplight. Luckily, Janice Coco did that. I was at the pickup line. I was at the pickup line at the kid's school. I thought, well, that'll be fun. It was like the middle school. Like they were in like fourth grade. And I thought, well, that'll be fun. Brooke will be real excited if I show up with Coco. And it's a long line, right? Everybody's in this pickup line. It's a long line. So I put my window down like a dum-dum. And Coco is sitting here and waving to the kids. I don't know. In a split second, launched himself off of my chest onto the ground, which is a steep drop from a car because he was a shih tzu. And then takes off through the parking lot under cars, moving cars, parked cars. Yeah, we have a rule in our district. You're not allowed to bring pets to the pickup line. That is a good rule. I jump out of my car. I'm chasing him through a parking lot, trying not to, for me to get hit by a car or him to get hit by a car. By the time I turn around, I got him. I look, there's nobody in my car. It stopped. In the middle of the parking lot, all the other cars had already come through. Now people are honking. I have stopped this lineup like 100 cars. Bad. So bad. Our Lulu ran through the screen. My dogs do that all the time. And I laugh. There was a hussy on the loose. Gosh, I wish I had that shirt then. We had a dog that was tethered to the seat with the window open. He jumped out, but was hanging out the window alongside the car because he had a harness on. Kingdom, it's so nice here. I've seen that. Somebody sent a picture because I just got a harness for Lulu. I don't think she understands that she's strapped to the car now. But you're right. I could see her trying to jump out and then hanging outside the window. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's wonderful. My brother-in-law's dog liked to put his head out the window until the day he put his own window down, rolled up the window on himself. I don't know who was more scared, the dog or my brother-in-law. No. As I was approaching the house, my dog jumped out the window, crossed over the electric dog fence, got shocked, and took a big poop. Susie. Okay. This is fun. Okay. Another time. So I had an electric fence, Susie. I think I had one, but not a good one. And I guess the way the electric fence works is once the dog gets through, I thought it would just continuously shock him until he came back. Okay. But apparently no, you can push through on those. So I had to go back and I was trying to buy another one. And I said, I need the one where it just continuously shocks them until they come back. And he was like, what? And I go, it has to keep shock because he's busting right through it. He was like, oh, that hurt. And then he runs. He was like, there's nothing that will continue. So I go, oh, I think we can make something. He would see a squirrel take off and he'd be fine. And he was like, all right, I'm out. It was like Shawshank. It was like Shawshank for dogs. And it was not good. A lot of people escaped. So when I was at PetSmart, I was like, I would like him to be murdered if he crosses the electric fence. And he was like, we don't have anything like that. I go, well, you want me to make it? I'll make it. It was, I think I was done. He just kept getting out. And harness seatbelts. They stay put. They don't wander around your vehicle. It's life-changing. It is. Our dog broke through our invisible fence after a bird, and I had a devil of a time getting across back over that fence line, even after I removed his collar. Yeah, did you say a devil of a time, Kelly? I'm going to start saying a devil of a time. I don't know where you got this colloquialism. Who said colloquial? Who said that? I don't even know how to spell that. I feel like you shouldn't be allowed to say words you can't spell. Is there a word? Like, I don't know how you spell. I know there's a Q in it. But it wouldn't be in two L's. Which now, because I keep taking Spanish, I'm not pronouncing L's anymore. I just keep making them Y's. And now English doesn't work anymore. What's a word? Missy has a lot of big words. What's a word that you know you don't know how to spell, but you keep using? I would say colloquialism. My dog ate the seatbelt that held the harness to the car. Ain't that stupid? Mm-hmm. My Yorkie jumped through to get the UPS truck all the time, and it was set for German Shepherds at highest setting. They don't care. My border collie Molly would jump the fence to one of my neighbors, run around the other neighbor's yard, and learn to open their gate and let their two dogs out. And they all went to the park across the street. What? Your dog got out and started releasing all the other dogs so they could go on a dog vacation together? That's hilarious. Yeah, Lulu has to sit in the passenger seat like a person. She will be, if I put her, because there's another contraption where you can put them in the back of your car and you harness them in the back. If I attempted to put Lulu in the back of the car, the look I would get in my rearview mirror from the back would be like, what in the world? Who do you? Paraphernalia. Yeah, you can't even spell it. No one knows how. What is a word that you, superfluous. I actually know how to spell that one. I told you, my teacher, who's like, superfluous, superfluous. We were not allowed to say superfluous. Superfluous. I know. You want us to write down a word here? We can't. Kim, do your best. I'll know what it is. No, I don't think that's right, Kezia. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Indubitably. Yeah, colloquial. Maybe you were right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mnemonic. Yep, nobody knows that either. Mm-hmm. Hors d'oeuvres. Nobody knows how to say hors d'oeuvres. I remember, because I'm not good. I was not good with spelling in high school, and they would give you like the list. And my brain, I'd have to learn them the way that they're spelled. And so I would always say hors d'oeuvres. I think it's hors d'oeuvres. I don't know. But it ruined me for a long time. I was not fancy. I was like, anybody want some hors d'oeuvres? Is this the way I learned it? Worcestershire. Nobody knows this well. Immediately. Yeah, you get in the middle of that. Nobody. No, nobody. Anonymity? Nope. Charcuterie? Nope. I always have problems with restaurant. I do not. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The pod calls them horses' ovaries. That's about right. Hors d'oeuvres. Yep. Vicky, I don't even know. Mm-mm. Good morning, Grumpy Jeff. My ex calls them whore's ovaries. Why is everybody call them whore's ovaries? Uh-huh. I got laughed at when I pronounced the word chic as chic. Yeah, no, you're not supposed to do that. Conscience, yeah. I'm the other way. I spell everything the way that they're said. Yeah, that's, mm-hmm. Do you struggle with restaurant? Oh, look, it's exciting. Guys, it's an excitement. They're cleaning the streets. I think it's so weird that any town cleans its street. Does your town clean your street? They don't clean my streets in my town where I live. Look at this. Who does this? What's there? What are they collected? It's just basically a giant vacuum. Sticks? Sand? Where do they just collect sand and put it back on the beach? I don't know. But I think that if I retired, I would want that or the Zamboni job. Just driving in circles and just picking up nothing. There's nothing on the street. You have to figure that driver's got to be 60, right? I don't know. Jen, what did you do? In Philadelphia, they have those guys driving around on the Cat in the Hat machine sucking up garbage. Yeah, there's nothing here. Do they clean your street? The street sweeper comes. I know winter's over. Is that what they're doing? Is this spring cleaning? We get our streets cleaned twice a year. Have you ever watched them empty the sand? Empty it? What? No. Empty what? Out of there? No. I was kidding. They don't pick up sand and dump it back. I was joking. That's not a thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My city cleans the streets at least once a month from June through September. What? They clean ours every... Where do you guys live that your streets are so clean? I like my streets dirty. That's what she said. I couldn't believe when I saw it in Philly. I always thought the machine was fictional. It was made for a Cat in the Hat. No, I believe that they do that in Philly. There's a lot of trash in Philly. Mm-hmm. Our streets are cleaned weekly on our garbage day. What? I think I must have always lived in dirty streets. Once every 2 weeks. What? Our town doesn't even know we have streets. They were like, we no longer have streets. Good luck to you. I don't know. Not where I live, Grumpy Jeff. They have no street cleaning. Not a thing. I've never seen a street cleaner in Kentucky, but we do have inmates that pick up roadside trash. There you go. That's how we do in Jersey. We're like, let's just get these. These fellows have some time. Mm-mm. Mine has never been cleaned in 19 years. Our town does not own a street cleaner. I know. It's weird. I don't know, but I do get excited. We have it 2 times a year in Toronto. So they just sit, the truck just sits around for the rest of the year. It's so interesting. We do have a lot of dirty parking lots, as you know, since that's where we normally do our show. Eileen said, I don't even think they clean ours. Yeah. Once a week in California? Maybe this is where all the bougie people live. Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. Anyway, so it's Thursday. It's May 9th. Oh my gosh. You guys, you know how I've been talking about baby reindeer? And again, this might not be the show for you. I'm not going to say this is a great show for everybody. Like I went to that movie, Unsung Hero, for everybody. Beautiful, beautiful story, beautifully done. Bring your kids. You'll cry. It's wonderful. Feel good movie, Mother's Day. Baby reindeer, not for everybody, but an amazing show. Okay. I've briefly talked about it. Whatever. All I'm going to say is the story is about a woman who stalks a man, which is somewhat unusual, but like intensely over a long period of time. Fine. It is a true story, and people have been trying to find the identity of this female stalker, which the writer, this guy, Gad, is saying to people, that's not the point. You're missing the point of the story. The point is not to find this woman, like leave her alone. The point is, this is what happens with poor, you know, situations with mental health and lots of other abuse, whatever. It's a lot to unpack. Either way, people have been trying to find this woman. She outed herself and is going to be on Piers Morgan tonight at 9. And I kind of have to watch it. If you've watched the series, I don't know. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Yeah, exactly, Wendy. And I was like, if you were going to go on a show, why? Yes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's not going to go well. No, I don't think it is. So it's a lot. There's a lot of ramifications of this particular series because he featured real people. And so there's been a lot of discussions about how do you deal with memoirs that involve real people. Yeah, so a little kooky. So that's happening. Either way, the seagulls are coming out. It's beautiful down here. Spring is upon us. Wonderful things are happening. And if you're like me, you know, with the change of the season, you're like, let's get out. Let's enjoy this beautiful weather. Let's start exercising. Perhaps we could go for a walk. What? So listen, no one has made walking as fun as Marilyn Smith has made it, because I found her on Instagram and she looks just like a nice lady who's taking a walk and talking to you while she walks. You're like, oh, I wonder what this lady's saying. So you tap into it. And she said, you know, walking is so important. And I don't know that I'm going to do it justice. You should go back and you should go watch the original video if you have not already. And she talks about how, you know, gut health is really important. And about an hour after dinner, her and her husband always go for a walk, but they call it a fart walk. And she has now become the face of healthy eating and taking care of yourself. And I said to sexy producer Michelle, I was like, we have to get Marilyn on because she is our people. And she is amazing. And so let me do a proper introduction for her. Marilyn Smith is the only PHEC, which is a professional home economist in Canada, who's also an alumni of Second City Comedy Troupe, making herself a self-proclaimed the funniest PHEC in the entire world. A popular media personality and keynote speaker, she is a regular guest expert on the award-winning national daytime television show CityLine, as well as a regular on Toronto's Breakfast TV. Marilyn's forte is her ability to mix learning with laughter. She's the author of 8 award-winning cookbooks. Her latest cookbook, Peace, Love, and Fiber, over 100 fiber-rich recipes for the whole family by Random House, made the bestseller list at The Globe, The Mail, The Toronto Star, Amazon, Chapters Indigo, was shortlisted for the Taste Canada Cookbook Award. Her fart walk reel on Instagram encourages people to get off the couch and go for an after-dinner walk. It has 12.2 million views. You can find her at Marilyn Smith on her Facebook fan page and at Marilyn Smith. And that's Marilyn, Marilyn.Smith. So please help me welcome to the show, Marilyn Smith. Hi! I'm so great to meet you. And is it Marilyn, or do you pronounce it differently? Because it's spelled a little differently, so I wasn't sure.
No, just Marilyn. Marilyn Harlan.
Marilyn Harlan. It's so nice. I love that you snort so much. I was just watching some of your YouTube videos and I love it to death. Thank you so much for being on our show. You're super famous, as you know.
No, I'm not. I'm a legend in my own house. How about we go with that?
I love it. So maybe start by telling everybody, how did Fart Walk come to be? And because there's so much more to you than Fart Walk, but let's start there.
Okay, so my husband and I are both actors, and so we you know, he's really funny. I was in Second City, so we play, right? And we name stuff. So we have a staircase at the bottom of our stairs in the basement that we call the Harry Potter room. So we name things, you know, we've always done that. So about, I don't know, 10 years ago, I was doing this research on diabetes, and they said that this afternoon walk, after dinner walk, after meal walk, whatever, is going to actually help reduce your chance of developing type 2 diabetes. I went, okay, we're in, because we walked anyway, but we walked kind of all over the day. And after dinner, your GI slows down, and that's why some people get bloated and they feel gassy. So if you go for the after dinner walk, not only are you reducing your risk of type 2 diabetes, but you're getting all that gas out. So we started going for walks, and he's a huge farter and we eat a lot of fiber. So we'd be walking down the street and he'd be doing, like, doing weird walks, you know, like Monty Python stuff and shooting farts at it. And so we thought, let's just call this the fart walk. And so we named it. So instead of saying, do you want to go for a walk? We'd say, you want to go for a fart walk. So that's how it started. And then when COVID came, you know, as entertainers, like, you know, in times of trouble, you know, you stepped up to the plate, right? I said, we should start posting all the stupid stuff that we do, because, like, we think it's amusing. Maybe somebody else will too. Mm-hmm. So I started posting the fart walks, you know, I mean, because sometimes I have funny hats I wear just because they make me happy. And during COVID, like, you know, anything went. So, yeah, that's when I started posting them. And then, just sidebar, I had a concussion about 16 months ago, so I wasn't really on social media as much. And when I got better and I wanted to come back, I kind of wanted to do something like a series. So I decided to do this thing called Aging Wonderfully. And it's not about what you look like. It's about reducing risk of disease, right? I mean, because this, who gives a, you know, we just want to make sure that everything's working. So I thought, what the heck? I'm just going to, we fart walk. That's part of it. And I had no idea of what would happen. I just wanted to get people off the couch. And so winning.
Okay, I'm going to count how many times you snort, because it's
literally. Oh, no.
That's two. But I mean, your resume is quite fantastic. Between Second City, home economics, like, it's such an interesting combination. But, like, how funny is it to you? Because we're probably not that far apart in age. Like, how funny is it to you that in all the things that you've done, for whatever reason, God has decided fart walk is the thing that will catapult you?
I know. It's actually poetic, because I started naming myself the Queen of Fiber, like, a really long time ago. And actually, there's a, when I was on CityLine, there was this thing where they would put your face into an old, you know what, I'm going to show you, because it makes sense. So it's in my, I got to send you my book too.
Okay.
So it's in the book as the Queen of Fiber. And so I just started calling myself that. And so that's my face in an old painting, right? I mean, and so it used to be in our dining room. Mm-hmm. And my husband said, whenever I go out of town, my eyes would follow him around. Anyway, but now it's in our bathroom, which I think is funnier.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's poetry that the self-proclaimed queen of fiber mm-hmm. became famous over her fart walk. I mean, it's poetry in motion.
It is. And Marilyn, that's number three. Marilyn, it's so funny because I feel like you and I might be the same person in two different countries because I have a picture very similar to yours. I was going on a trip to Chardonnay, France for something equally ridiculous. And our graphics guy took my face and stuck it on a gigantic picture of the Mona Lisa. So it's the Mona Dina or the Dina Lisa. And I have at my house, and it's hanging in my house and it's so ridiculous. And it was used to be by the front door, but you know how like you've had that picture forever. So like it was on my wall and I would forget about it because, you know, whatever. People would come over and I wouldn't address. I mean, it's gigantic. It's the size of this window. And I wouldn't even mention it because I don't think about it. And so people would come in and be talking to me and you could just see them on their eyes. They'd be like, just like over my shoulder. I'm like, I'm sorry, were you looking at the Dina Lisa? Like, is that your face? That is my face on the Mona Lisa. I should take this down. So now it's in my basement because it was just so weird. I don't have like a great place to hang it, but it was so funny. I think we're living parallel lives.
I think we are. Because when I started watching myself, I went, oh my God, I love you. So yeah. So maybe I love myself. I don't know.
There you go. So now it's so funny because people are commenting. Do people tell you you look like someone famous? Because everyone's saying it in the.
When I was young, you know, I was an actress. And so when I was younger, I used to get Michelle Pfeiffer sometimes, which okay. I always thought, wow, I wish. And then sometimes they tell me I look like Susan Sarandon.
Sarandon, yeah, is that crazy?
I don't think I do at all. Like, I think I, nah, no, I look like, I look like my cousin.
I love it. So, all right, there's so many things to talk about. So you mentioned the concussions. I know that you talked about it on television. So I don't, if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have
to. No, I'll talk. No, I'm
happy to. However, because there are a lot of layers to you. I think the great thing about you and I think the great thing about the internet is that people kind of find you for different reasons. Sometimes I drink at a Target and talk about school supplies. And that's how lots of people found me. Sometimes I run around a neighborhood and I drink. Whatever the reason that people find you. It's nice when people can kind of unpack these other layers and these great things that you talk about. So tell us more about your journey with the concussions.
So this was my fourth concussion. I got one in high school when I ran into a wall playing volleyball. I'm kind of what you call an aggressive sports person. Anyway, I'll get it, you know, anyway. But back then they didn't, you know, oh, get up, you got a bump, who cares, you know. And then the next time was when I was an actor. I was doing a kid's show and I rode a baby steer in a kid's rodeo and I got bucked off the steer and landed on the side of my head. And even back then, they didn't even call it a concussion. They just said, you know, oh, it's a good thing you didn't break your neck. Winning. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And then the third one, I got rear-ended by a tow truck. I had stopped for a car in front of me, but he didn't. He hit me, totaled my car. And that was a bad one. And as an actress, I lost the ability to memorize. So I just did voiceover work for a couple of years until I got better. And then this last one, I slipped on black ice up here and on the sidewalk. And I went, I wish somebody had taken a video because that would have gone viral.
Yeah,
I went like up, smack on my butt and then hit my head on the sidewalk. And, and that was, they said, because of the accumulation of all these concussions, it was really bad. But the difference in therapy from when I got rear-ended and this one is gigantic. Yeah. So, you know, before you used to go in a dark room and don't talk to people. And now it's like, you got to go for a walk. You got to do this. You got to do that. Mm. So it's been a long process, but I think I'm actually healing from the tow truck too. So yeah. I'm almost there. I get overwhelmed when I'm tired and I cry, you know, so that's always fun at a party. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is she crying? Like, I'm happy. I don't know. But, you know, it's like exposure therapy. So, like, you know, we went to a Blue Jays game and that was a big deal because you don't really realize the noise, the lights, the action, the people, right?
Yeah.
But so you desensitize yourself. So I'm in the process of, you know, continuing to desensitize myself.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long journey. And I just want to say a lot of people think that all this stuff just happens to athletes. You know, hey, just that I wouldn't call myself an athlete. Like yeah. maybe I was sort of in when I was in high school, but yeah. no, I'm kidding. I wasn't close anyway. But they happen to mostly to kids and to yeah. to older people, you know. And so I mean, of course, sports guys, but you know that's a different deal. But my son is a strength and conditioning trainer coach
right.
In the AHL, and he gave me the NHL protocol for concussion, but then I've been going to concussion physiotherapy for 16 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is funny. My son got a concussion when he was probably like sixth or seventh grade. We were roller skating and he thought he could roller skate a lot better than he could, Marilyn. Fell and he did. He didn't remember anything, and took him to the hospital and the whole thing. And they did. He has to stay home for 2 weeks and he can't think. And he was like, great, I'm going to watch TV. They're like, you can't watch TV. We're like, fine, you read. You can't read. You can't use your brain. And we were like, what does that even mean? And at the time, he was too young, that sixth or seventh grade. But now they have kids doing these concussion tests before they start sports, so they can get a baseline on how quickly you process things. And then they do it. They started it in like maybe eighth grade before you start sports, and they check them so that if there is an incident, then they can have something to compare it to. So it's been really interesting how they're treating it. But it was, I mean, when we were younger, they were like, oh, shake it off. You'll be fine.
Get back out there. What's wrong with you? Are you a wimp? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. It's interesting too, because I remember her saying to us then, she said, you know, he's got to just relax and he's got to do nothing. She goes, the worst thing that could happen while he's healing is for another concussion to happen. Yeah. And so to hear you talk about how far apart these all are, but realistically, they're still building on each other over time. And it does, it makes you think about athletes who are being put in and shouldn't be put in. And so it is. So you know,
there's some pretty good protocols in place, but you know, I mean, professional sports is money, so they want to get people better, but they think that's where actually the science is developed from. So because of that need to get the people back in, but yeah, I'm really lucky that I'm improving so well, and they think I'm going to be 100%. So that's great news.
That's awesome.
It's really long, and I'm not very patient. So
yeah. Yeah, me neither. So you are also an amazing author and cookbook writer. And so I went onto your YouTube page. Your husband, is it Scott? Is that his name? Adorable. The two of you are adorable together. I love that you're both like the kitchen. So the kitchen you're sitting in is the kitchen that I can see, right? When you're on YouTube.
No, we moved. That was my, so the YouTube one was called My Left Frying Pan. I haven't done that in a long time. That was really fun. We had a blast. That was in my galley kitchen.
It was. That's what I thought it was still in the galley.
And I wrote 7 cookbooks in that little galley kitchen. And, you know, people always go, oh, you know, my kitchen's too small. It's like, you have no idea. And so so we moved. We decided, anyway, we renovated a house. And now I have this really nice, huge, big kitchen. Well, it's big to me. I live in a small house in Toronto. So, but anyway, yeah, no, that's not the kitchen anymore. So sorry. But he's on a lot of my Instagram stuff. But he usually just has the back of his head. He's an actor, right? And he always told me that if he showed his face, I'd have to pay him extra rates. It's like, yeah, right. Anyway, so
You two are so funny. You have a very funny energy when you're talking to each other. So if you get a chance, go to her YouTube page as well, just to watch them. I watched the Valentine's one, and I watched the Women's Day where he was trying to cook for you.
You have to watch the Father's Day, the barbecue one, because it's the big joke that, you know, often, I don't want to be too sexist, but you know, the woman will do all the prep and bring all the stuff out and all, and the guy stands at the barbecue and they go, lovely barbecue. And it's like, who the heck did all the work? So I did a sort of a funny bit about that, because I thought it was amusing. Yeah. Yeah. I was sad that My Left Frying Pan, we stopped doing it, but you know how much work all this stuff is, and you know, oh my God, and people don't understand. And you're just like a power of one, right? I mean, you do all your stuff. And like, I always say, okay, I'm going to go into my trailer now for makeup. And I go into the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. Hello. I mean, I set all the lights up. This took like 20 minutes. I went, okay, can you see all the crap in my kitchen? Like,
yeah.
I better reorganize.
Wow. So my mom and I have a cooking show. So during the pandemic, just like you, everything kind of shut down. And it was the first Christmas during the pandemic, and we hadn't seen my parents. We're Italian. We cook a lot, but we always make these Christmas cookies. And so even though it didn't feel like Christmas break, we can make Christmas cookies. So she would be at her house, and we'd do like this, and we'd make these Christmas cookies. Well, we'd send the recipe to our graphics guy and say, hey, we need you to make this up. So he calls me one day, and he says, listen, I don't know that I understand what your mom's writing. I'm just having a hard time understanding it. I go, okay, well, what does it say? He goes, well, then she, at the bottom, she wrote, then cook at 350 and voila, it's done. And I was like, okay. He goes, well, I don't know what voila means. W-A-L-A. I don't know what that word is. And I go, oh, that probably is voila. It's the French, but she's doing the Italian version, which And I said, I'll talk to her. So I called her up and I go, listen, when you send these recipes, you have to spell stuff right, because he doesn't know what voila is. So you have to spell it. It's spelled with a V. She goes, who spells voila with a V? I go, it's not voila with a V. It's voila. It's French. She goes, who's spelling it with a V when it's pronounced voila? And I go, it's not though. It's not. So we have a cooking show called Voila Cooking with Di. That we do on our supporter page. And unlike what everything you just said, we have no lights. We don't clean the kitchen. There's a lot of arguing, very little cooking, a lot of burnt stuff. And so it doesn't really end with an actual thing all the time, but it's the funniest show. We argue a lot. And we say, that's what she said, a lot.
Of the cooking show. I'm watching it because you know what? See, I do a live cooking show here on my Instagram page on Fridays at 1 o'clock, and stuff happens, right? I mean, shit goes wrong.
Yeah.
And I love that reality of that. And I love the realness of, like, I used to do a show called Heroes in the Country Living here in Canada a long, long time ago. And it was taped. And this one time I made a jelly roll and I went like this and it fell off the plate onto the floor. And I went, well, we're going to make a trifle. And they cut it and we had to redo the whole thing. And I went, no, because now that's not real, you know?
No.
And I like the reality of when, you know, stuff goes awry. And I burn stuff. I wreck stuff. I mean, people think, oh, she must be perfect. You know, my husband will testify, like, he's eaten a lot of crap before it got to be good, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's real. So I got to watch that. I totally would wet my pants watching that.
So funny. Wait, she said, so excited to see Marilyn. She and I worked together over 30 years ago in Toronto, Canada, on Million Dollar TV Bingo, Karen Butler.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a flashback. So we did this show. I think that was the one on Global. And it was live. It was live. And they would, before the show, Marilyn, you cannot say the F word. You cannot say this. You cannot say that. Because I know. I'm not an idiot. I mean, I'm on TV. Come on. So anyway, it was the funnest thing, because live to tape, live to air, which is breakfast television too, but this was like a game show. So Karen Butler, oh my God, hi.
So funny, so
reach
funny.
Out to me on IG, or Instagram, IG, look how cool
You're
I am.
You're so cool, Marilyn. She's like, just contact me on my IG, you guys. I don't have time to say the whole word. I
love Send me it. A DM.
So we have a lot of fans who are favorites in Canada, but one of our fans, her name is Judy from Saskatoon, and she would get on all of our feeds and just be like, you guys would love Saskatoon. Let me know when you'll be in the area. I'm like, no one is going to be in your area. No one's going to be like, I was just coming through Saskatoon. I thought I'd go. It's never going to happen. But she just kept saying, you have to come to Saskatoon. So last year I contacted her. I was like, I'm coming. Not, we met at a meet and greet. So I'm a comedian. We tour shows. And she had come to one of the shows in Canada. We met for 5 minutes. And I was more excited to meet her than she was to meet me, I think. But anyway, I called her last summer and I said, I'm coming to Saskatoon. She was like, I was like, I'm not passing through. It's never passing through. I'm just going to come. So I met her for 5 minutes, like a year prior. I flew into Saskatoon. There's only one flight.
Yes.
And I flew into Saskatoon. She met me at the airport. I stayed in Saskatoon for the weekend and she took me to all the sites. There are two. And we hung out in Canada and had the best time in the whole world. She says A a lot. She's like, isn't that nice, A? And I was like, sure, A. And it was, we had the best time. And she sent us a recipe, and I'm not going to say the name right. And she yells at me, Nanaimo bars.
Nanaimo.
We made them on the cooking show. They're not Nininos. whatever.
Nanaimo. Nanaimo is a city on Vancouver Island. It's a very West Coast thing to eat. And it's funny because in Toronto, like I'm from originally Vancouver, and people in Vancouver say the East is Toronto. And people in Toronto say the East is Saskatoon or like Winnipeg. It's like, no, it's Vancouver. Like, what's wrong with you people? Anyway, hey, but Saskatoon's cute. And I've been there and they're so freaking friendly. Oh my God. So glad you went there. You were so nice.
No, it was so fun. I was like, when am I ever going to come to Saskatoon? So I'm trying to get her to come down to Jersey sometime. And now you have to come to Jersey and you have to come see the shore. And so we're doing a foreign exchange program where we just invite random people we meet on the internet to come stay. And so
that is so cool. You're like a happiness ambassador.
We do. We have people that watch us from all over the world. We do trips all around the world together. So we're on we have a trip coming up to Nashville. And there's 110 of us going. And a lot of them have never met before. A lot of them became friends here from the internet. And so it's a really lovely community. And they're big fans of you. So you're going to be seeing all of them on all of your things. But what else did I want to say to you? So while we were in Vancouver, I went to do the morning show from like a random Starbucks. But it's early, right? Because we're on at 8:30 in the morning. So it's 5:30 in the morning in Vancouver. So I get there. I don't know how you guys do this, Marilyn, but it was 5:30 in the morning and I'm doing the show. So it looks like I'm a crazy person talking to myself. Fine. Literally, the only people that came into that Starbucks for an hour was all men. It was like the village people. It was a construction guy, policeman. And then we're like, guys, this is like the calendar. We started calling it Vancouver. And I was like, this is the greatest Starbucks ever. You should come here. And we made a calendar. I was like, guys, May just walked in. And then I turned the camera on and they were like behind me. It was so funny. So we love we call it Vancouver, where all the hot men are. So
that's hilarious. Well, I was born and raised there. I came to Toronto when I was, I think I was like a 35 or something. Cause I've been a home ec teacher. Well, first of all, when I told my mom and dad when I was like 9 years old that I wanted to be an actor, like they heard hooker. And so it was like, you know, there's no way that, you know, anybody in our family is going to be an actor. So meanwhile, when I went into high school, home ec was mandatory. And my home ec teacher told them I would be a good home economist. And so they came home and I said, oh, you mean I could be like Mrs. Favreau? And they go, yeah. So I went to university based on, you know, I got to be Mrs. Favreau. So, but when I finished school, I taught school. I taught home ec and drama for a couple of years, but I didn't want to die knowing that I'd never tried just to be an actor. And back then, Vancouver wasn't as big a place to be an actor. So that's when I came to Toronto. And the rest is history. It's funny, you know, they sent me, I came to be a musical theater actress, but then I fell and, you know, I hit my, the steer accident. Right. Oh, the tornado of crap that's happened. Yes. Anyway, but so when I came back to Toronto, my agent went, well, you're not musical theater anymore because you can't dance, because I couldn't spin. Right. So what am I going to do with you? So she sent me to an audition for Second City. I didn't even know who they were. And I went to the audition and I got into the company. So, and it was like, oh my God, this is like dinner at my house. You know what I mean? Because it was just all like saying whatever came into your head.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But it would never have happened had I not been bucked off that steer. So you never know what shitstorm will present you with a gift, you know? So
now you're in Toronto. So because I'm going to ask, I'm going to guess you've been to the Toronto Just for Laughs Festival. Yes.
Yes, I have just once. Yeah. Yeah. Once.
And, but now they've canceled it.
Like, I know. No, the Montreal one, too.
It was Montreal. You're right. It wasn't Toronto.
Montreal. It was Montreal. No, and it's sad. I don't know why they did that. I don't know.
They said that they had
COVID.
Yeah, they said they had a lot of setbacks during COVID and then just really couldn't bounce back. So,
so I lied. I've never been to the Montreal one. I thought when you said the Toronto one that you meant Second City. So, no. So I've never been to the Montreal one, but I've watched it on television. Does that count?
It counts. So the two biggest comedy festivals in the world are Edinburgh and the Montreal Comedy Festival, guys. And so when they canceled it just recently, I think it was last year they stopped doing it. It was a big deal. And so, yeah.
I'm Please sad don't. About that too. Did they say it was because of COVID?
They said that financially they really took a hit during COVID and the years after, and then just couldn't get it revved back up. You know, there's a lot of stuff that just couldn't survive it. Judy from Saskatoon said, please tell her we are so sad they canceled City Line.
Oh, yeah. So the show that the award-winning show that I've been a guest expert on for 15 years, which you read in the bio, which I didn't change, they canceled it. But what they're doing is that they're taking that hour that the show was, it's a lifestyle show, and they're putting it on the back end of breakfast television. So BT is the morning show here. So it goes from 6 to 10 and then from 10 to 11. It's going to be a new version of City Line, but they're not even going to use the name anymore. So I was sad. I mean, I hope I'm still on. I hope I'm still on. But it was really fun to be on that show for 15 years. I've been on BT for 25, but wow. City Line was a different experience. BT's live, and now City Line's going to, well, the new version is going to be live too. Hang on, I'm choking.
All right. So you have 8 books. Your latest one is The Peace, Love, and Fiber, Over 100 Fiber-Rich Recipes. There it is. And you can find that on Amazon, all of the good places. Yes?
Those yes.
To go.
Yep. Here we go.
One of the cooking shows that I saw you and your husband doing, you were talking about, so I'm gluten-free, and I specifically watched one portion of it because you talked about tamari sauce. I eat it because it's gluten-free, but I loved what you were saying about it. Can you just tell people about, because it was soy-based versus regular soy sauce, so tell everybody about that.
So tamari is kind of up here they call it VQA wine, so that, never mind, I won't even go there. Anyway, let's talk about tamari. Okay, so tamari means that it's aged in a barrel, and so it is a traditional way of making soy sauce. So they put all the ingredients and they age it in a barrel, and so there's nothing extra that's added, so it's like fermented naturally. Where some soy sauces, and when I say some, I say a lot, have a lot of other ingredients put in, so that would give the taste of a real tamari. Now, there's another company, a lot of the authentic Japanese soy sauces are age barreled, but not all of them. So you really need to read the label. Kikkoman makes one as well that's age barreled. And that doesn't have any gluten in it either.
That's probably the one I was eating before, but then I couldn't find that one because Kikkoman was the only one that made it gluten-free. And right. I couldn't find it at the store. And then I saw this tamari and I had no idea what it was, but it looked like soy sauce. And I was like, I guess I'll try this one. But it tastes, is it still considered soy sauce or is it specifically tamari? Is it?
No, it's still considered soy sauce. It's just that that's the designation for really aged barreled soy sauce. So yeah. So if you are gluten-free, it's a nice little surprise to find. Just remember that there's a lot of sodium in it. And, you know, I always go the less one. I do. I have a Kikkoman in the fridge and I got a tamari in the cupboard because I bought them when they're on sale. Uh-huh. But just always go for the less sodium one. It's a better idea. Yeah.
So how can people follow you, support you? Where can we find you? All of the things.
Where can you find me? Well, since my concussion, I've narrowed down where you can find me because my brain can't go all over the place. I can't be scattered, right? So I'm mostly on Instagram at M-A-I-R-L-Y-N, Marilyn Smith. That's the weird, my spelling. Mm-hmm. And then I'm kind of on Facebook, kind of, but not, you know, it just depends on how my brain's doing that day. Yeah. So lately, not so hot. So mostly on Instagram. And then every so often I'll go, because you see, I try to answer everybody that sends something to me.
Yeah.
And that takes up a lot of brain bandwidth. And so I, you know, if I can just go to one social media platform. So yeah, I think just go to Instagram. A very exciting news, probably by the end of the month, I'm going to be selling Fart Walk t-shirts with the proceeds, percentage of the proceeds going to Diabetes Canada, awesome. But to Diabetes Research. And specifically, I want to be able to send kids to camp that have diabetes because they can't go to a regular camp. And I sent my son to a Y camp that had kids that have special needs and hemophiliacs on a week so that they had, anyway, it changed my son's life. He became a camp counselor. Most of the people in his wedding party, I got goosebumps, were from camp. Aww. So all, you know, and he's 34. So so camp can change your life in a very positive way. So 10% of the proceeds of the t-shirts will go to diabetes. And the reason I got it trademarked is that I thought somebody might jump on the hashtag and then make money for them, and I wanted to give back. So that's why I got it trademarked. I mean, it costs a lot of money to trademark stuff, but I thought it was worth it in the long run. So yeah so Fart Walk t-shirts.
Good for you. I love it. I love everything about it. And all your books you can find online. Maybe sometime we can find a gluten-free recipe and cook together and do something. That would
be fun. That'd be great. A couple of weeks ago, I did what they call, it's called a grab-and-go breakfast cookie, and I made it gluten-free on the Instagram Live.
Okay.
So go back and look, and the recipe's right there.
Okay.
And it's all gluten-free. And all right. Do you use Bob's Red Mill stuff?
I love Bob's Red Mill.
Yeah, so all his stuff, like the oat bran, the steel-cut oats, the oat flakes, flour. He's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for reaching out.
Yes,
you made my day. I'd love to meet you in person one day. So
I would love that. Yeah. Maybe I'll grab Judy from Saskatoon. We'll head out.
I'll show you more than two sites in Toronto.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. We'll be sure to be following all the wonderful things that you do and hope to see you again very soon. If anything comes up, let us know. We'll be happy to talk about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you, Dina. Right back.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, she was as awesome as I thought she would be. If you're not following her already, you need to check out Marilyn Smith, all her Fart Walk stuff. I know, just super joyful. I love when we get to find amazing people doing amazing things on the internet and then be able to just say, hey, would you like to talk about what you do? And I know. Excellent. Excellent energy. Great story. Canadian. I mean, it's just the triple threat. So I know. It's great. I think that's kind of the amazing thing about the internet is that you can find some great people between Andy last week and Marilyn this week. She maybe should fart walk with a helmet, but those are choices. Check her out. Michelle just put up the ways that you can find her and support her. Rachel, good. I'm glad you can find her. Yeah, and don't forget to fart walk. So that's an important thing to remember. So that's it for us for today, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. And just be relaxing because it's Friday and we're basically off. So so that's it. So like Judy from Saskatoon and Good Time Andrea say all the time, do something nice for yourself or others today. It was a great show. Hopefully give it a little kick in your step and something to smile about today. And don't forget to fart walk all day. So have a great day and a blessed day. Thanks for watching as always. I'll see you soon.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.